Everyone in this community has a story. The Petersburg Listening Project seeks to honor our common ground and our diversity by creating an archive of oral histories. We encourage people to inquire and listen to each other's life experiences by setting aside time for an interview, which will be recorded and saved for posterity at the public library. In this excerpt, Heidi Lee speaks with her former high school teacher, Lee Ribbick, about what originally brought him to Alaska.
We had left Detroit. I was in the National Guard, and I had to serve in the Detroit riots of 1967. And I know where I am. As a Detroit liberal, I had a difficult time adjusting to the fact that I knew what these people were upset about. And I was there, however, protecting, as a police say, protect and serve. So with that going on in Detroit and me having a hard time adjusting to it, I decided that there's got to be another way, and I thought a better way, and I was right, a better way. We decided to find a place where we could make a difference. You know, in a place like Detroit, one personality, unless they go into some kind of high-level public service, may not make much of a difference. Mm-hmm. But when we're talking about personalities and we're talking about small places and the opportunity to do big things in small places.
I just remember when I went into your classroom the first time and you started talking, I realized you really got to the heart of things. I mean, that's what I always liked, was the fact that you could tell that you were going to have good discussions, we were going to learn what was really happening right now, and it really mattered. I always felt like I was interested. I wanted to go, and I appreciated when you got me going on the Oral History Project, because I was a senior, and although I liked to go to your class, maybe some of the other classes I didn't like to go to. But you got me interested in school again, because you said, well, okay, let's do an independent study. And how about if you go do a senior project and do some oral history? And then it seemed like after that you branched off into oral history and you produced some books and things like that, right?
Well, what became of that, Heidi, and this is another one of those examples of did I teach more than I learned? What became of that was an elective class called folklore. And so therefore what your motivation did was motivate me to make something again, bigger. So it's very kind of you to say what you did, and I very much appreciate that and appreciate the opportunity that gave me.
The Listening Project is waiting for your story. Contact the public library to learn more or call Julie Hersey at 772-3967. You can also access the entire interview and others at the Listening Project blog at listeningprojectpsg.wordpress.com.